The Bear and the Dragon by Tom Clancy. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. History admires the wise, but it elevates the brave. Edmund Morris. Prologue. The White Mercedes. Going to work was the same everywhere. And the changeover from Marxism-Leninism to chaos-capitalism hadn't changed matters much. Well, maybe things were now a little worse. Moscow, a city of wide streets, was harder to drive in now that nearly anyone could have a car. And the center lane down the wide boulevards was no longer tended by militiamen for the Politburo and used by Central Committee men who considered it a personal right of way, like czarist princes in their troika sleds. Now it was a left-turn lane for anyone with a Zeal or other private car. In the case of Sergei Nikolaevich Golovko, the car was a white Mercedes 600, the big one with the S-class body and 12 cylinders of German power under the hood. There weren't many of them in Moscow, and truly his was an extravagance that ought to have embarrassed him, but didn't. Maybe there were no other nomenclatura in this city, but rank did have its privileges, and he was chairman of the SVR. His apartment was also large, on the top floor of a high-rise building on Kutuzovsky Prospect, a structure relatively new and well-made, down to the German appliances, which were a long-standing luxury accorded senior government officials. He didn't drive himself. He had Anatoly for that. A burly